Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hey there, and thanks so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast, brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I am, of course, your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things crystals. In today's show, we're going to talk about little known Gaia stone. So Gaia stone is a really particularly interesting case of man-made, or as a friend of mine would say, man-encouraged crystals. So Gaia stone is actually made of the ash of the Mount St. Helens eruption in Washington State in 1980 that you may have heard about or remember from your lifetime. And it's pretty interesting because the ash from that particular volcanic eruption was really rich in chromium. And the story goes that someone found some of this ash that had been naturally heated and kind of melted together, and that it created this green obsidian glass, or an obsidianite, as it is sometimes referred to. So this started to be kind of commercially produced where this ash was heated. Now, I typically don't work with man-made crystals in my healing practice, or really for self-healing either. I'm usually not particularly attracted to them. However, because this is said to be made of the ash from a volcanic eruption, and that it's not supposed to have anything else in it, it's just this heated ash that is then kind of solidified as an obsidian, it's very interesting to me, and something that I've definitely experimented with a bit. So this Gaia stone comes through with this message: you are grounded, centered, and nurtured by the spirit of the earth. And when you sit in meditation with this crystal, a lot kind of comes up. And most of it really does have to do with environmental consciousness, connection with Mother Earth. It has a really beautiful energy to it. Now, I do find that there is an interesting energy that kind of encourages me, at least, to explore this crystal a little bit further. Now, I found that Gaia stone can be used to enhance your connection with nature and with Mother Earth. It also encourages love and compassion for all beings, particularly plants and animals, and facilitates communication with beings of the animal and plant realms. So if you're doing any kind of shamanic work, you want to journey to communicate more with plants and understand plant medicine, or you're an animal communicator, this would be an excellent stone for you to try working with. It also enhances all earth healing practices. So if you're doing anything that is giving back to the earth, whether it's giving a crystal back to the earth, like we talked about with the Lunar Phase Shop's Earth Gifting Project on our last Crystal Mastery Conference, or if it's your own method of sitting and sending energy back to the Earth Mother, Gaia stone can assist you with that. It also opens your heart and mind to the importance of environmental activism. Our earth and our environment are under probably the biggest threat that they've ever encountered while humans have existed on this earth. And more of us need to start stepping up and participating and taking responsibility for what is happening, and changing the minds of others through positive acts of environmental activism. And Gaia stone really opens your heart and mind to the importance of these actions, to the importance of the things that you can do locally while still thinking about the problem globally. Now, this crystal also promotes harmony and balance for the good of all beings in the universe. So again, bringing our earth back into a state of balance and harmony, and enhancing grounding and centering practices. So when you're working on your own ways of connecting with earth energy through grounding, through centering, through finding moments of stillness in connection with the Earth Mother, Gaia stone really helps you get in that energy. And finally, it nurtures you with the support of loving earth energy. So it brings that through and helps you realize that the earth and nature are not separate from you and from your being. They are a part of you and you are a part of them. And we're all so intricately connected. Now, the color of this stone, if you've never seen it, is bright green, and it gets that color from chromium that was included in this ash. This was a very chromium-rich ash from this eruption. And because it came from the Mount St. Helens eruption, Gaia's stone is also known as helenite. So this is a less common name for this crystal, but still sometimes used to describe it. It connects to the first chakra, which is the root chakra, and the fourth chakra, the heart chakra. It is connected with the zodiac signs of Taurus, Virgo, and Libra, and to the elements of earth and fire. It was born of both the earth and fire. Its companion flower is goat's beard, which is also known as aruncus, and its companion essential oil is fennel. Now, I find a great companion stone or crystal to use with Gaia stone is regular, ordinary lava rock, black, pocked lava rock. They're both, again, born of earth and fire, and they have a natural compatibility to them. Now, like I mentioned, this is from Washington in the United States, if we believe the sources about its creation being from the Mount St. Helens ash from that volcano. And there is a link on the website to learn just a little bit more about it, but my staff over at my New Age shop, Mimosa Books, had this to share as well. Gaia Stone is just one of the names given to the gorgeous volcanic glass associated with the 1980 Mount St. Helens eruption. It also goes by green obsidianite, helenite, emerald obsidianite, or sometimes even ruby obsidianite, and Mount St. Helens emerald, even though, of course, it's not a true emerald. The eruption itself produced no obsidian, but it was discovered afterward in an interesting way. It's said that workers trying to salvage equipment buried in the blast noticed that the heat from their acetylene torches transformed the surrounding ash to brilliant green glass. Mostly green, other times sometimes bright red. And while the Gaia stone we see now is man-made, it's colored by the same trace elements as the original aluminum, iron, chromium, titanium, and copper. Because this lucky find seemed like a gift from the earth herself, it became known as Gaia stone after the ancient Greek earth goddess. This connection helps us to discover the stone's heart chakra properties of love and connection with Mother Earth. And since this is a form of glass, of course, it's highly breakable, so be careful when handling it. Now, like I said, even though this is kind of a man-made stone, it's a little bit different than a lot of the other synthetic stones or man-made stones that you may be used to seeing on the market. So I would encourage you, give it a try. If nothing else, just let it pique your curiosity as it did for me. Again, I'm not really one to gravitate toward working with man-made crystals, but there is something really interesting and special about this stone. So give it a look and see what you think. I hope you found a lot of value in today's show learning all about Gaia Stone. If you want more information about anything I discussed in this episode, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And if you did enjoy the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. Reading those ratings and reviews is what helps keep me going, making more episodes of this podcast. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe through that link as well so you never miss a future episode. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I am your host, Ashley Levy of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Visit us online at loveandlightschool.com.